It's wonderful. Isn't it a joy to know that He's walking with you and talking with you throughout the day? Is that a joy to you? Wow. Wait a minute. Let me get my good ear turned toward you. Isn't that a good thing to have a joy that God is walking with you and you're walking with Him, abiding in Him, and just the joy of knowing that you're His? Ah, there you go. Beautiful to know that we can share with Him and He shares with us and know that we're His. Galatians chapter 2 this morning. Galatians chapter 2. It's going to be our theme verse for the year 2024. Galatians 2. Verse 20. And I challenge you to memorize this verse. For I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me, and the life that which I now live in flesh, I live by faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. Father in heaven, as we resonate on that verse, Father, we're crucified with You. Nevertheless, we live. But now You liveth within us that has confessed You as Lord. And now, Lord, the life that we live in the flesh, help us to grow in our faith and trust in You. Because You love us and You have the best plan for us. You sacrificed for us. What an amazing love. Help us to grow in our faith, grow in our love for You, and grow in the knowledge how to live for You. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Sort of a subtitle for this morning's message is Come to Jesus and Live. Come to Jesus and live. Let's say that this morning you're driving down the road. You're in kind of unfamiliar territory. And as people are in the car with you as you're driving, you say, we need to turn left. But other people in the car say, no, we don't need to turn left here. And you say, why? As you're driving, you took this left already. And there's a sign that says dead end. And everybody in the car is going, we shouldn't be going down this. It's a dead end. And so you discount it, believing that they're wrong and the sign's wrong and you're right. And you just keep traveling down that road. Then the road ends. And everybody's hushed in the car except you, the driver. Because you start blaming other people. You say, we should have told me. That's so stupid. Why did they put a sign up that said dead? They didn't really mean me to believe that, did they? That's so stupid. Many people today discard the signs that the road they're traveling is a dead end. Many people traveling the road, the toxic relationship that's getting them nowhere, that addiction that's getting them nowhere, the self-medicating, the compromising to be accepted by others, even the prescribed medications is getting them nowhere. You can't find the life God intends for you when you're looking in all the wrong places. Hello? Be in God's Word. Be connected to Him, abiding in Him. Just as this rocking chair gives you something to do, but doesn't get you anywhere, the same would be disobedient to God's word and the signs and listening to his voice. Many people today worry, have anxiety, and even like the rocking chair, it gives you something to do, but it doesn't get you anything or anywhere in your worries and your anxiety. But it does give you bad health. It does give you ulcers, heart attack, high blood pressure, and even pain. Question this morning God wants to address with you and I is, how should we live then? How do we live as unto God? Well, in the next few weeks, maybe even longer than that, we're going to look at what God's Word says how to live. You don't want to miss it. I want to encourage you to invite others to come to listen to God's Word, how to live. How is it that we live in this troubled world that we're in, where everything seems to be upside down? To live the life of faith in Christ and not just settle, not just compromise, not just give in. It's difficult, yeah, not to do that. In fact, it's quite impossible today. You can't live this life that God's called for you alone. But I got good news. God wants to provide for you so that you can live now the abundant life that he intends for you, and you can live eternally in heaven and receive the rewards that you have honored God with throughout your life. That should be good news. I should at least got two amens. Surveys of Christians today. Here are your leading medications taken for anxiety, depression, ulcers, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol. Does that give us an indication that we're living the life that God intended us to? Some people can't sleep. Some people have depression, have stress, unhealthy eating habits, and even disorders of all kinds. In addition, a lot of people today are self-medicating to find some kind of relief, rest, and peace. But yet, throughout scriptures, we will find where Jesus himself says, "Come to me and live." Does that give us an indication that we should listen to him and obey him? We should read his word and say, "Lord, what are you saying to me?" You see, I believe today that a vast number of people are searching. The search is on to find out how to live. Jesus led us by example. Jesus came to serve and he came to save. Have you ever read in the Bible any scripture where Jesus was worrying? You ever read in the Bible where Jesus was in a hurry? Yeah, Jesus had emotions, but he didn't have stress, anxiety, or depression. Yes, he cried. Yes, he got angry. He had those emotions. People today, it appears to me, are trying to find peace and rest in so many places. Jesus demonstrated that to us, giving us his words and how to live, and the Holy Spirit of God that lives within us has confessed him as Lord to equip us, to empower us to live. As a follower of Christ, you have God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. That's an awesome power to help us to know how to live. And to follow him is the way to go. I never read anything about him having anxiety or being in a hurry or worrying. If we look at the text of God, we can discover how to live and how to apply it to know the way. I'm going to invite you to turn to Matthew chapter 11. Words of Jesus here is giving us some instruction on how to live. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 says, "Come to me." That's pretty simple, isn't it? Come to me. Then you tell me, why is there such a spiritual battle not to come to Him? I want to tell you one of the things that I see the spiritual battle each week is when we offer an invitation to come. I believe the spiritual battle heightens. And there's a battle within our minds and hearts whether to come to an altar and pray, or whether just to sit there and do nothing, or just to stand there and make that commitment. The battle is on. And I recall many, many years ago, as a very shy, I didn't like to be in front of people. I didn't like to speak in front of people. I was just very backward and shy. I can remember sitting in a pew when the Holy Spirit of God was drawing me to make a decision. And I was as nervous and I was shaking on the inside. And finally, I said, I'm going to take the risk. And I'm going to make the step. And I recall that distinctly. That once I took that first step, there was a presence of God with me from the second step on. I had to choose to take that first initial step to come to Him. Then, after the fact, I thought, why did it take me so long? Come unto me, Jesus says. All ye that labor and are heavy laden. And when you do that, what does He say the promise is? I will give you rest. I will give you rest. We live in a society that the major influence is all about ourselves, what you want, on demand, you deserve this, everybody owes you. We're so saturated with the idea, come to me and serve me and cater to me and what I need and what I want. We're so saturated with that today. But Jesus says, come to Him and He will give you rest. If we all admitted it, all of us are burdened down with some things that trouble us in our hearts. So many things going on today. One of the phrases that I found that was used quite often, in life, you get what you think you deserve. Think about that a minute. You should get in life what you think you deserve. Wow. Folks, if we really got what we deserved, we would be in a heap of trouble, wouldn't we? If we really got what we really deserve, we would be in a lot of trouble. It would probably lead us to death, hell, and the grave, and a lot of punishment along the road. I'm telling you, that way of thinking is a dead-end road. It leads you to a bottomless pit of torment and pain. And before you get to the end of that road, the Lord Jesus is saying, come to me, repent, turn from sin and self and turn to Christ and Christ alone. Repent, turn, come to Him. all you are heavy laden, weak and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I will give you rest. That invitation you see in that verse is all ye that labor and heavy laden. That means everybody, if you didn't know it. All. Everyone's welcome to come to Jesus. Regardless of what your past is, He has a future for you. Come to Jesus and live. Nowhere but come to Jesus and live. We all should come. We all should come. What's the promise? I'll give you rest. Now I give you a little bit of the history of the word rest. That's not laying back in your recliner and hollering for everybody to serve you. Hello? That's not saying, I'm going to sleep all day. That's not the rest that He's talking about here. The rest that Jesus gives entails being free from the burden of sin. Sin is a brutal slave master, and its slavery leads to dead-end death. While obeying God leads to freedom and righteous living. In other words, in right standing with God. It's rest for your soul that Christ lives in you, and He will never, ever leave you. The biblical rest is a worship that you are trusting God's sovereignty, and that you're surrendering your life to His efforts, that I trust you, God. I'm surrendering my life to you, God. I'm coming to you because you have the plans for me, and I don't know them, but I want you to reveal them to me so that I can rest in knowing your plans, that I'm abiding with you, that I can bring you glory, that I can use this as a platform to honor you, to bring glory to you, that I can rest and rely on your plans. And when you speak, God, I want to act on it. When you say for me to speak, I should not be silent. When you say to go, I should go. That rest means, God, you're in control. Some people, when they ride with other people, they can't sleep. They don't trust the driver. Some people lay back, recline, because they know the driver's in good shape. Let me tell you, when the Lord Jesus Christ is directing, you can know 100% that you're safe in place with Him. Abide in Him. Live by faith in Jesus, who loves you and gave Himself for you. Learn of His example that He is meek and lowly of heart, and He will give you rest. His yoke is easy. The Bible says, look there in verse 29, take my yoke upon you. In other words, abiding in Christ, that I am close with Him. He's not at a distance that I can't hear His voice. He's not at a distance and I'm not quite sure what He said. He is close right by me, and I hear His voice, and I know Him because I am His sheep and He is my shepherd. And I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that this is Him speaking to me, because He's right there. Take my yoke, He says. Then He says, learn of me. That's an ongoing process, folks. You're learning from the Master every single day. A little bit more, a little bit more of His plans for you. And when you mess up, He says, if you'll just admit it, I will forgive you and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. come to me. Come to me and live. Learn. Learn from him, because he is meek and lowly in heart. There's that promise again. And you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy. It didn't say difficult. It didn't say troublesome. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is extremely heavy. No. My burden is light. It's yours, Jesus. I'm coming to you. Coming to you. To walk with Jesus, to talk with Jesus, and to listen to him, and know that you're his, is a wonderful thing, full of joy. The Bible, if you're here and you're without that, the Bible tells us, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. He says he's the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes unto the Father except through Jesus. Today, you're troubled. You're a follower of Christ, but you're troubled. He says to you today, come to him. Come to him. Oh, you are weak and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Some today may not know him as Savior and Lord, and you're troubled. You're troubled because you don't know your destiny. You're troubled because you don't know for certain you're going to heaven if you die. You don't know who to turn to when you have troubles in life. Jesus Christ is saying to you today, come to me. Come to me. Come to me and confess me as Lord and Savior, and you'll be my child. You shall be saved if you will confess him and believe in him as the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, come to you. Come to me. You, every one of you, all, come to me. Father in heaven, you are our Father, and you have the best interest for us. You have the plans for each one of us. And this morning, God, you're saying to every one of us, we can't be sitting here or standing here and saying this message is for so-and-so. No, God, this message is for every one of us. Come. Come to Jesus and live. All you that are weak and heavy laden. For Jesus wants to give you rest. Come, get close to him and take up his yoke. And learn of him, because he's meek and lowly in heart. And you shall find rest for your souls. For his yoke is easy and his burden is light. And he says, come to me. Even in Revelations where you said, Lord, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone will answer and open, I will come into them and dine with them. Today, Lord, you're reaching out to us to come. And come to you. Be it for salvation, to come to know you and to confess you and believe in you as Lord and Savior, that we are a child of you. Some are in that position today. They need to come. Some today, Lord, are followers of you, but there's some things in their life that are troubling them. They've been listening to the voices everywhere. Lord, they've been in different things, looking for different things. It's just been a dead end. And today, Lord, you want to start something fresh and anew in their life. That you shall renew them. That God, that you should restore them. That they will know they're abiding in you when they come and lay it all down at your feet. Holy Spirit, move in this place as only you can do right now. as we begin to sing, Lord, let us not hesitate to come to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Would you stand, please, for this invitation? He says to you, come. Come to him. Don't come to me. Come to Jesus. Come to this altar. Lay it all out with him. Let him begin to fix the fix that you've been trying to fix all yourself. Right now, come. As she sings this next song, you just bow your head and you talk to God. If he says come, come to the altar, it's open. Come make a decision, it's open. Today, if this is where God's calling you as a follower of Christ to join in what he's doing, the door is open. Would you come? Be obedient to what he's telling you as she sings. I do pray that each one of us within our hearts are sincere about wherever he leads us, we'll go. And I pray that even after we close the service, that if the Holy Spirit of God's placed something on your heart, a decision to make or whatever, that you feel free just to come. This morning, Amanda Hankel came and she wants to join Roan Creek Baptist Church as a follower of Christ. you continue to pray for her and Kaylee's journey ahead. I cry with happy tears because of the road that's ahead that I know that God is going to richly bless. Kaylee, even though she's not professed Christ yet, she's already claimed y'all as church. But Mandy comes this morning wanting to join her church. So you pray for her, please. Amen.
Amen.
Good. Amen. So you may have a seat. I think there's a children's council meeting after, maybe. I'm not sure. Yes, children's council meeting right after the service here, please. Also, if you would, please take notice in your bulletin the many prayer requests that we have. And if you have someone else that you would like to add to that prayer request list, please contact us and let us know. You'll see there are some people that's lost loved ones as well. A special prayer request, be in prayer for that. And nachos. Next week is nachos on Wednesday night. Yay. That'll lighten your world. Is there any other announcements that I need to make? We're good. Business meeting next week. All right. Good deal. Not a special, just quarterly meeting. Have all your reports, all your ducks in a row. And that'll be a great day. All right. Anything else? Any praises? Any announcements we need to make? Amen. 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 God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
God is good.
Trent, lead us in prayer, please.
Father, dear Lord, as we do bow before you, God, we just thank you, Lord, for the blessing of life, God. We thank you for the privilege to come to your house and worship, God. We thank you for the message you brought today. Father, we do pray for those who lost loved ones this week, God, that you continue to be with them, Lord. Just comfort them and their families, Lord, in this time of need. Father, pray that you would be with us as we go, Lord, and may the things we say and do bring honor and glory to you. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.